Grant loves that one.
That was Charlie really trying to get us pumped up for this episode. We have learned recently that making 3 episodes within like a week period is actually kind of hard. Anyway, welcome to the 12th episode of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening. Our creative capacity is definitely being stretched on this one, so it should be pretty fun.
It's a good exercise for the right brain.
Is the right one the...
Right brain's the creative side.
It's the creative side. Well, I put some sunglasses on, so I think I'm going to be good.
Future too bright.
Goggles are on, and I don't know. Let's get to it. Let's break it down. So we're having a little change to the weekend update. Since we're old and don't really do a whole lot on weekends, we were talking about it and we're like, well, I didn't really do anything. Saturday night, I drank 2 glasses of wine and fell asleep at 9:30. Channeled my inner mom because it was almost Mother's Day. Yeah?
You like that? Nice. That was good. That was good.
And then, so we're calling it the update now.
The update. Grant, let me update you on my life since the last podcast.
Update it.
Updated.
Thursday, yep.
Okay, Saturday. We're starting off Saturday.
All right, what about Friday?
Nah, Friday I was in bed by 9 o'clock, and it was heaven.
Nice.
Saturday, I woke up really early because, you know, I was in bed at 9 o'clock.
Of course.
So I decided to pull my basic white girl, and I went to Starbucks to go read for 2 hours. But while I was ordering my coffee, I got really flustered.
Oh, no.
Then I.
You got the large. Probably,
this is the 4th time I've been to Starbucks, I think, in my life. And the previous 3 times, I just, like, ordered a small, medium, or large because...
You tried to get fancy, didn't you?
I tried to get fancy, and I was like,
man.
I'll take the Venti. Thinking the Grande was the biggest one.
You know Venti means 20, right?
Well, apparently it does because I got a huge cup of coffee, so I was sitting there just wired for 2 hours. I was just... giddy. Just
tweaking, like your teeth are chattering. And
I was like, this book is great. Oh, wait, never mind. I'm just jacked on coffee.
I can't even read at that point when I get that jittery. It's like, oh, my God. But
it was, I don't know. It wasn't terrible, but, man, I was wired. But after that, Sunday. We'll skip to Sunday. Sunday, I was going for a run, really humid. So I decided to get crazy and, you know, take my shirt off and run.
Congrats.
I got catcalled. I got catcalled, and let me tell you, it made me feel super good about myself, so it was pretty great.
I like it.
And then lastly, on my update, today was the first game of my work basketball league. We got some work to do.
You gotta pick it up?
But I don't think I've ever felt so tall in my life, because I had 4 blocks. 4 blocks.
4 blocks.
I was also the shortest kid on the court, so it's pretty pretty big. I was getting up.
Who's the tallest guy you blocked?
I'd say he's probably like 5'10", 5'11". He carried the ball from down low.
A little Joakim Noah action?
But I got him right in the face. Okay. It was like a buzzer beater. It was a first half buzzer beater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Did it hit him in the face?
No.
You didn't break his nose?
It hit the court, though.
It'd be funny if he broke his nose in a rec basketball game.
Yeah, it'd been great.
Like Charlie just goes too hard and breaks someone's nose, and then doesn't even apologize immediately afterwards. Just like says like no.
Game.
Fuck you, man. No,
thing is, I'm usually the one that gets the broken nose because I'm like at elbow height for like everyone else.
True. Yeah. True.
So, yeah. Okay, Grant, update us.
Update you. Friday, I got a little cultured. We went to a art show type thing, a celebration of an artist.
Type thing.
It was a celebration of an artist at the Art Center. It was fun. It was a good time. Free beer and wine.
So you had water?
Yeah. Water you had to pay for, though.
Hydration is key. Yeah.
Hydration was key. And I ate some pizza and fell asleep. Great night. Saturday, I ran a lot of errands. It was pretty boring. Sunday, I played 9 holes of golf and then mowed the lawn. So, and then Monday, yesterday, played a little sand volleyball, and I have never felt so short in my life.
Shorty.
It's tough to jump and hit the ball over, like, spike the ball in the net like that. God, that's not easy.
It's hard to jump off sand. I'll give you that. harder to jump.
It's tough. So the sand was a little tougher because they're like harder. Yeah,
you'd be compact. More explosive and like you have a pretty slender frame. It's just your explosive. I'm
pretty explosive. I don't know. My butt's pretty sore today.
I was gonna say your butt might be explosive.
Yeah. Only after tacos. yeah. So that's my update, I guess. And just been living the dream.
All right. What's next?
Little podium, huh? Let's do a podium of running out the clock at work. So your top three things that you do at work to run out the clock. You know, when you're busy, you don't have to worry about it, but then you get slow and you're kind of sitting there staring at your phone and you want to do something that's a little more productive. So this is what you do. I'll flip for call in the air. You ready?
Yep. Tails.
It's still spinning. Holy shit. Yeah, it sure looks like tails to me.
Okay. First one is go get up, walk around, and talk to other coworkers who are in the same boat.
That was in mine, too. That's a good one. That's classic. I feel like more time is spent just, like, wandering around and being like, hey, what's up? And then you see, like, someone's on a conference call. You're like, oh, never mind. Don't worry. We'll talk later.
You can't take this question? Okay.
Yeah, no. And you make it look like you were doing something important. Like,
yeah.
Like
a real question. I always bring my computer. I always bring my laptop up and have it, like, on some official work thing. Like, I always have a question about this. And, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, no problem.
And you go on the longest tangent possible after the question. You ask, like, one simple question. Like, oh, like, are you supposed to do
– Once I get there, I don't ask questions.
You're supposed to do an Excel sheet here? Like, just, like, something like that?
I think you square root here and take the derivative of
that. Yeah. Okay, well, that's math. Fuck it. Anyway, we'll keep going here. Mine is probably make up dumb games. So me and the guy I work with, he always brings a water bottle, like an Aquafina water bottle. And today we made up a game where you literally just hit the – like you just play hockey with the cap of the water bottle. And I probably should preface this by saying that we were actually kind of busy today. And we ended up playing games.
Nice.
So, yeah. Hopefully my boss isn't listening to this. So, like, when I get fired next week.
We'll know why.
Yeah, we'll know exactly why.
We'll both know why. We're both looking for new jobs.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
My next one is go sit on the toilet and look at your phone.
Oh, I get bad reception in our bathroom.
I get great reception.
Really? That's nice. Yeah. That's nice.
Well, depends on what bathroom you go to. There is this one that you'll get like nothing. But
all of ours are tough.
The one closest to my cube, it's perfect.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
That's a good one. I'd say another pretty good one is just literally going for a walk. Since I'm like downtown.
Oh yeah.
I literally just go out and I'll just like walk a block around and then I'll come back. Sometimes it'd be like, oh, I'm going to go, like, get something to drink, like a coffee run or whatever.
Yeah. But
then you just come back empty-handed.
I drank it all. Chugged it.
Well, I mean, we get free drinks, too, so I could just walk up to – just go up to the – wherever the cafe is and do that. But, nah, I'll just go walk around outside. Screw it.
Got to hear the birds chirp every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My last one is go down to the lab. So we have, like, a bunch of labs in our basement at work. And just go down there and talk to the guys down there. See what's up. See if they have anything interesting happened. And yeah, I'll bring my laptop down there and work from down there for like a couple hours.
Okay, yeah, work.
I'll send off an. I'll fire off an email.
Fire off an email. I'll be like, hey, just say hey.
I'm out of the office.
Put your out of office on and go down to the lab. That'd be funny.
Yeah. No, I don't do that. I don't put the out of office on. But yeah.
Or like your Do Not Disturb and on Skype. So people just put your Do Not Disturb on and go down to the lab. People are like, oh, you looked pretty busy. Like I'm.
No, I'll just say like out in my like where am I at? I'll be like in the lab doing testing, and then no one will bother me.
Like it. My last one is probably my favorite one, all time favorite. I literally just stare out the window. No, I'm not even kidding.
Drool running down your chin.
So I sit with my back to the window, but we're in like a little office. So I just like turn around, stare out the window for like 10 minutes at a time. And people are like, are you okay? Like, oh, yeah, I'm great. This has been the best 10 minutes of my day.
You are an old soul.
It's so awesome. You just stare at things. And they're doing construction in a building near us. So I can just watch other guys like lifting all that stuff around and building it. Yeah. That sounded It's a good thing I'm comfortable with my sexuality because I just like watching guys lift things. All right, whatever. All right, well let's pop into the interview here. Let's give Casey a call. And now we welcome on a good friend of ours, one of the grittiest purple I've ever met. He's already laughing about something. Anyway, Casey Hallmeyer. Casey, happy to have you on.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's an absolute honor and pleasure to be on the show.
It's a podcast, not a show.
Yeah, but, okay. No one can see you. I can't even see you, so. Yeah, it's bad radio. Anyway, we'll jump right into it here. Your favorite question, everyone's favorite question. What's your favorite Charlie and Me story?
Oh, favorite Charlie and Me story has got to be the story of you guys freshman year. It's a little story with you two and Adam Brandt. And,
we've already told this one. Find a new one.
Oh, goodness.
Episode one.
My secondary favorite story would definitely have to be, you know, hanging out with you guys. It's not funny or anything, but definitely just being out with you guys down in Laguna Beach, Florida for spring break. Just the guys hammocking outside, you know.
Hammocking?
Sipping on some libations, soaking up the sun. Great stuff.
I remember waking up, let's just say Wednesday. Wednesday morning, it's probably like 5, 6 a.m., roll over my hammock, look at you, and go, dude, I think I just woke up from a prize fight and lost.
Just got this shit beaten out of you by a can of Miller Lite.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah, those are some great stories from down there. You guys could have a whole episode just on the Laguna Beach excursion.
Yeah, I would feel more comfortable having it about that one over Gulf Shores. So
yeah. Do you remember waking up at like 5 in the morning and trying to go on the beach and watch the sunset? Or sunrise. And then it was cloudy.
Oh, very disappointing. Very disappointing. I was looking forward to a nice romantic sunrise on the beach with my boy Charlie. You know, I was probably going to make a move on him later.
Damn.
Just trying to set the mood.
Opportunity missed.
Exactly.
You could have laid down in the sand.
You said we were in Sandy's Hole?
Ooh.
Yep.
Finding all the nooks and crannies, huh? Love it.
Oh, better believe it.
All right. Next question. For those of you who don't know, Casey and I probably took 80% of our college classes or labs together. So, Casey, I want to know, what was the best part about taking class with me?
Well, you know, you always make me look good. You know what I'm saying? You know, next to you, I knew I at least had a couple of times where Chuck was going to have a misplaced comment or two that I was going to be able to shine with, you know, just prove him wrong or something. Certainly it went both ways, but, you know, that was probably the best, you know, having a little teamwork on all sorts of the things that go on in class, you know, whether it be homework or studying.
Are you saying you guys cheated or...
No.
Just
A
lot of great teamwork and collaboration.
I would never officially cheat off Casey because he never knew how to work a calculator. So
his calculator's his brain.
So
exactly.
Casey was great for the theory part of things. But like came time to actually find the final answer, that was a little more troublesome for him. And
it was
perfect.
Calculators were not my strong suit. If it came to a computing issue, it was definitely going to be my error.
We would usually race. We had a couple of buddies. We'd race to, like, our punch stuff in our calculator, and we all come up with, like, different answers. Way more than we should have.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Another good part is, like, you'd always look over at me and be like, you taking notes? And I'm like, yeah, well, of course. And you just lean back, put your head over your hand behind your head, and go, good, I'm just going to absorb this one today.
Yep, that was also great. Charlie would have the notes for me while I absorb the material, you know, just by listening. That was, you know, one of the best parts about it.
You're an Einstein. That was genius. Don't don't work more, work less, and do better.
Exactly. It's
I like it.
About the results.
It's all about the results.
Worked great for me.
So, kind of on a similar tone there. Now you've moved into corporate America a little bit. We all used to be on the same team and you know, duke it out for the boys. well, that was a really weird way of saying it, but anyway. So what have you found in corporate America to keep that competitive edge of running that you had?
Right. So you know, when you're out on the cross country course, you know, you're putting in work for your guy behind you or in front of you who's putting in the same work. You know, it's similar in the office. You know, my work environment is what you'd like to call pretty relaxed. It's just four dudes in an office. You know, my boss told me when I was hired, he's like, we like to do two things, have fun and make money. But we have to do the second thing first, and then we can have a lot of fun. So, you know, that's our work environment. So everybody's just trying to pick up slack where you can, just like in cross country. So it's competitive out there. We're just grinding day in, day out, getting sales.
Day in, day out. You know what I'm talking about. The other guys.
Love it. Little sales competition there. I like it. If you've listened to any of the past couple, both of our moms think that I should have been in sales. I guess there's still time. So what's your best sales pitch for a sales job?
My best pitch is to, well, one of the tactics that you like to use is to personalize the product or make sure that the person knows that what you're trying to not sell them, but provide for them.
I'm asking you to sell me a sales job.
Right. So,
okay.
Grant, my sales is going to be the best for you is because it's going to fit with your personality and lifestyle. It's going to allow you to be flexible, being out on the golf course. You know, you're going to be able to interact with so many different people out in the world. And, you know, that's just going to allow you to, you know, flourish in your life, I think. So it's all about personalization and why it's the best for them and why you're going to only work for them. So you're not selling things, you're providing products for them. That's the best for them.
Grant's providing a service, let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah. I've tried to sell myself on a couple corners. It just hasn't worked out very well.
All right. Next question is the very popular tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it?
Well, too, I wouldn't be able to get currently just due to my body mass or the size of my body currently. But it would be patriotic. It's going to be, you know, your standard bald eagle or eagle figure. And it's going to be right on the right bicep. You know, pretty generic. Very patriotic. My current frame doesn't allow for this, as my biceps aren't
aren't the full size
they should be. Right, exactly. So, but that would definitely be my tattoo of choice for certain.
I thought you were gonna go when we started talking about an eagle. I thought you were gonna go an eagle full like wingspan on your back.
Oh, damn!
On your upper chest and everything.
That'd be pretty awesome. That'd be a really good one. I think you should probably edit that. I'll delete that part and we can just go back.
And like the eagle will be like holding a fish in its talons.
Ooh.
But
a big bass too.
Ooh, a large mouth.
Oh, large mouth. Oh yeah. And then there's like a bear in the background that really wanted that fish. Ooh, a salmon. It's got to hold a salmon. And there's a bear. Yeah. I'll draw it up. I'll get back to you.
All right. Perfect.
It also solves your bicep issue because that's never coming back.
Right, then I won't have to work out as much. I'll just have a back always there.
There you go.
100%. Oh, you could get like a tattooed on six pack too.
There you go. Perfect.
That way you wouldn't have to work out at all.
Yes, exactly.
Or Casey, you could flip through your doodle book that you had during philosophy class.
Yes.
Casey had a whole small notebook that he brought just for doodling in this one J term class.
That sounds like a book full of tattoos, if you ask me. Love it. I love it. All right. All right. Let's Let's slide right into the spelling bee, huh? Let's see who's a better speller.
Yes, let's get to it.
So I know you know the rules, but I'll explain them again. I'll start out. I'll give Charlie a word, and then if he gets it wrong, you get the opportunity to take it from him. And then I'll give you a word, and if you get it wrong, he gets the opportunity to take it from him, from you. And then the overtime round, it's best 2 or 3. Overtime round, you each get your own word. The last round, you each get your own word. So everybody ready?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Charlie. The word I want you to spell is Hobmeyer.
Oh, man. This would have been a year ago. I would know this by heart because I had to sign his name on so many like reports and stuff. Also, is this the word you didn't know for sure how to spell?
Yeah. So you're probably wrong either way.
Halbmaier.
Oh, boy.
Is that right?
Boom.
That was right?
Also helps I took German, so I know the IE combo.
Damn. I honestly thought I was going to get him with that one, Casey.
You know, like, it trips up a lot of people. It's a weird one. Lots of balls.
We did so many reports together. I had to sign his name so many times that one's in my brain.
I'm gonna preface this question for you, Casey, with the definition. The definition is a habitual drinker of alcohol.
Oh, ready? Boy. Yes.
Wine bibber.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Wine bibber. You want my computer to say it for you?
Wine bibber.
Yes.
Wine bibber.
You hear that?
Wine bibber.
No.
All right. Can't hear it, but wine bibber.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm gonna go Whinebibber. Wine bibber.
You're off.
Oh. Whinebibber.
Woo! Chuck got it.
Clean sweep.
Wow. That's pretty – oh, shit. That's pretty impressive.
Hey, Casey. Suck it, nerd.
Yeah, this is a battle. This is a battle for the ages here. I thought for certain that we were going to go 0 for, you know, 3 there.
God, it must be my day. This is my day. My day's got so much better. I'm so happy right now.
That was pretty impressive. I honestly thought Hallmeyer was going to trip him up. I apologize.
That's all right.
Next time.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, Casey.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Casey Hallmeyer. Apparently can't spell wine bibber.
Straightforward to me.
Pretty straightforward. It's one of the easier questions I've ever asked on this show. Besides, what did I ask once? Whatever. But, So, Vegas.
Vegas. About a month away.
Vegas. Under a month. We'll be, Charlie and I are heading out to Vegas for a little weekend Charlie and me sponsored trip. And by Charlie and me sponsored trip, we mean basically we just put our name on it. Really.
Because we do that.
Yeah, I mean, we bought two flights. We bought two guys. Two lucky winners got free flights. No way. Two lucky winners.
Yeah. There's like seven other people going.
The odds are pretty good on that. The people that weren't going could have won.
Yeah. We could have paid for anyone, but we've chosen to pay for ourselves.
Yeah. Two lucky winners. Woo! But kind of.
Speaking of Vegas,
ooh.
Little current event action for you.
Current events.
The Supreme Court just allowed sports gambling, or allowed states to rule on sports gambling. What do you think of that?
It's exciting. It's about time I can start losing my entire paycheck on a sports gambling app.
I don't know how much it's actually going to change things.
I don't know. I like to make bets with friends more than I like to make bets online. But
and the people who are really like...
Because I like to take my friends' money opposed to taking the book's money.
It means more.
Yeah. It's really a pride thing.
It's like everyone who really wants to gamble like already has a bookie. Like, it's so widespread already.
Yeah, it really wouldn't be hard. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm sure people keeping book.
I'm sure, like, I think at, like, sporting arenas and stuff, they might have more, like...
Ooh, a little live action. Take
the game.
Ooh.
See, that could be interesting.
That could be fun, because you imagine how much money they'd lose.
Yeah, people would get in trouble there.
I'd probably get in trouble there. That'd be interesting. But does that also kind of bring up a little, what's the separation between, like, professional athletics and gambling? They're almost getting rid of it now. I mean, put a team in Vegas.
But I think it's, like, they're more open now. Because it's going to be legalized, it's less under the table, so I think it'll be easier to, you know, be more transparent.
So it's okay if a guy bets against himself?
Oh, I don't think that'll ever be okay. But I'm saying, like, I don't think it's, like, people worry, like, if it's legalized, then that's going to be easier to happen.
Right.
I don't think it's any easier to happen. If anything, it's going to be more of a deterrent, because it's going to be above board now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying
skeptical. I'm skeptical on that.
I don't know. I think it could still happen. I think it probably will still happen.
Oh.
There's no way. There's no one doing that right now in major sports.
Oh, hot question here.
People are gambling. They're gambling on.
Oh, of course they are. Gambling on themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Better question. Who is a better gambler, LeBron or MJ?
I've never heard of, like, LeBron. I don't really know any LeBron stories, so I'm going to say MJ, because I've heard the massive losses he's taken.
Yeah. Does that make LeBron a better gambler? If, you know, he's not taking the losses.
No, because I hate LeBron, so.
Ooh. All right. Fair.
Easy.
I'm taking the LeBron side. We'll argue that one later. Another current event. I know that you're excited about this one, waking up early on Saturday and watching the royal wedding.
I don't get it. It's a wedding. Like,
well,
yeah,
it's royal.
I get it's royal and everything. I get, like, just the nature of it's going to be bigger than a normal wedding. Does it need to be this big? The answer is no.
Ooh.
The answer is no.
I don't know. Remember Kim Kardashian's wedding? I watched that one, too.
I don't remember that because I did not watch it because I don't care. Right. Same feeling.
But Meghan, I'm ready to see Meghan Merkel run away from the altar so we can get married.
I'd have a better chance. She went to school at Northwestern.
Dude, she's a babe. Congrats, Prince Harry.
And I'd have a better chance because, like, hello, it's me versus you.
You think if you're a prince, like, you basically just have your selection of, you know, like...
Yes. Yes.
I don't mean that in, like, a derogatory sense, but, like... I go out to a bar and, like, try to talk to a girl, and then, like, 5 minutes later,
I think it just gives you a sense of confidence.
Yeah.
And, like, I think confidence goes a long way. Just knowing you're the prince.
I'm the Prince of Wales.
You're, like, a legit prince.
Yeah, yeah.
That has to put a little extra swagger in your step and a couple hundred bucks in your wallet.
Couple hundred thousand.
Million.
Yeah, oh god, unbelievable. I wish I was a prince.
I don't know. I wouldn't want any of the spotlight that comes with it. Like, this wedding, there's no way in hell I'd be televising my wedding.
I don't know,
unless
it,
my future
could be
wife
worse
or whatever.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. If my future wife wants to, let's do it. Screw it.
But yeah, there's no way I'd ever.
What about
know.
What about if like your mom couldn't make it to the wedding because it's in the UK? And, you know, like, she can't afford the flight. Hold on, let me finish. And basically, so you just, you want to get married in the UK, so you had to marry a prince.
Princess. I'd have to marry a princess.
Well, yeah, sure, whatever you want. And so, basically, I'm trying to explain that Meghan Merkel just set this up so everyone could watch her wedding. I think that's it. She doesn't even like Prince Harry.
I'd FaceTime it for my mom. I wouldn't televise it.
Who was the last king to get divorced? Was it, like, Henry?
Mm-mm. No, it was...
Henry the Fifth?
It was Princess Di and her husband.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, princess.
Philip or whatever? I mean, he got divorced, too.
True. I mean, it's true. So, do they become king and queen now?
No. Well, Queen Elizabeth is still there. So nothing really changes until
she dies.
She dies.
Ooh.
And
so
then
what kind of a day do you think that is for them? Like, oh my god, she's dead. Like, super sad. Now I'm king.
But it's not Harry and Merkel though.
It's because the other one, right?
He's an older brother.
Oh yeah.
Kate. It's like Princess Kate.
You seem to know a lot about this for a guy who doesn't like it.
I'm a little surprised. I know more than you.
Yeah. You know me.
I think, yeah, Kate Middleton, whoever she married, one of her guy, this other guy's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be queen and king.
There you go. Another quick current event I think we could bring up as well is looks like we're trying to stay away from politics, but looks like Trump's going on vacation to, what is it, Singapore?
Singapore, right, for the meeting with North Korea?
Yeah, it's not really a vacation. I was just kidding. But anyway, a little Asian tour.
You never know with him. You never know.
Yeah. Just as long as he's got his Twitter account, he's good, right?
It's like a babe with his pacifier. Just give him his phone and let him fire off tweets and let the real people do work.
Sometimes I just think he like, and I know he doesn't drink, but what if, like, maybe he just goes and, like, throws back
his
a couple
brain of... His gets drunk.
He throws a couple of too many milks back, and then he's thinking, like, oh, man, this tweet would be fire. And then he tweets them all out. That'd be interesting.
I just don't get it. What, I'm not him. I don't get it. I don't know that responsibility. I don't know that power. I also don't use Twitter that much now.
Yeah.
So, like...
We're really good at advertising our podcast.
I accidentally tweeted it last time from my personal Twitter account.
Oh, that's great. I wonder why only like 10 people listen to this. Thank you to 10 people listening still.
I think 3 of those were my mom.
Nice. 3 different times?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, my mom might not listen to this one, so we'll get those later.
Cool. All right, quotes.
Let's bring her home, huh?
Go for it.
This is by the he's a poet, really. His name's Keith Stone.
Keith Stone,
yeah, you might know him from the inside of Keystone Lightboxes.
Smooth, like Keith Stone.
Yeah, and he said, speak in third person because 3 is a party.
I like that.
Yeah.
I said 3 is a party today at work. Mm. 2 is a gathering, 3 is a party.
Yeah, menage a trois, or you guys in the locker room? Anyway, go ahead.
No, we were it was wasting some time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm.
My quote is, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken, by Oscar Wilde.
Wow, that was really original. That was a pretty basic one of you. Did you bring your Starbucks cup with you?
My what?
Your Starbucks cup with you to the show?
No, I threw that out, man. I can't be seen walking around with that.
Recycle, Charlie.
Did
you use one of the strawless cups for your iced coffee?
It was definitely not iced coffee. It was a medium roast. I think it's called the Pike.
The Pike.
So yeah, there's no straw needed.
No straw needed. All right, love it. Well, let's bring her home here, and we'll see you all next week. Look out for a little special edition coming out on Thursday, maybe. Maybe.
Chirp 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 chirp.
Maybe a little segment. Who knows? All right, deuces.